Today, we will be hearing about something that can truly make a difference in people's lives, especially when they don't know where to turn. February 11th is National 211 Day, a day dedicated to raising awareness about the 211 Community Resource Line. This is Karen Carmichael. And joining me today is Mickey Thompson from First Contact, who manages our local 211 line and also oversees the county's 988 suicide and crisis line. Mickey, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We're so grateful for the help of getting the word out.
All right, before we dive in, what drew you personally to this organization?
I actually started originally as a volunteer for the helpline before 211 and 988, these other three-digit numbers came into being. I was thinking of going back to school for guidance and counseling, and a friend said, well, why don't you go volunteer down at the local helpline? So I did. I loved it. I thought it was a new adventure every day on the helpline. And the first position I had was on the midnight shift, handling calls. And so I've held a lot of positions there and certainly honored today to be the president and CEO.
Wow. For listeners who may not be familiar, what is First Contact and what role does it play in our community?
So First Contact is a nonprofit organization, a 501c3 organization, really there to be the front door that, you know, front facing, as our agency names, is our first contact for people who need help and don't know where to turn. Our mission is improving lives through the power of information and hope. And so being able to be there to be for people, you know, when you're in crisis, you have no idea where to turn. Mm-hmm. And to be that first contact for people to call, whether, again, through 211 or 988.
So first contact is really about then being the first step, right? And if it's the first place that people reach out to when they're unsure of what to do next, what makes that so important right now?
I think for so many in our community, there's a lot of isolation for people. I think it's a hidden isolation. We do see people out since COVID. Now everybody's kind of out and, you know, engaging in the community. But there are so many people who behind closed doors or when people go home are feeling alone. Maybe something happens and they think they're the only one it happens to, and how they can, you know, they don't even know where to begin is really the point. And so having a free place, it's a free call. It's here, there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if it's the weekend or on a Sunday, you can still call anytime. You can pick up that phone and call us.
For somebody hearing about this for the first time, what exactly happens? Like, what happens when you dial 211?
So when you dial 211, you're going to get first a kind of menu of sources of things to choose from of what you're particularly looking for. Maybe if you're looking for financial assistance or food or a place to stay tonight, you can just follow the prompts and it will get you to the right people. And then you'll get connected with one of our specialists. We have nationally certified staff who help problem solve with folks. First, obviously, we listen to what's going on, problem solve with them, and then if needed, connect them, you know, let them know what is out there in the community. And what I think is just as important, what is not out there in the community, and then problem solve with them if there's not a resource. But we do list about 1,000 some services that are available to people here in Pinellas County, and there's a lot of resources. But for some things, there isn't anything, or it's really the need far outweighs, you know, the capacity we have as a community to help serve those folks. And one of those is about homeless family shelters for minor children. Mm-hmm. We do not have a designated shelter really in the county for that. And the places we do have are full all the time, and there's people on wait lists to get in them. So we'll problem solve with people in those situations of, do they have family in other areas, and what are some ways we can help build their support network for them?
What are the top two or three common things that people call about?
So by far, 70% of the calls are about housing-related issues. Folks with rental, overdue rent, don't have a place to stay. And we handle about 62,000 calls on 211 a year. And so you can imagine 70% of those are really about housing and affordability here in our community. So it's utility assistance, whether it be electric or water. that's overdue, or, you know, when you move to a new place, if you have an overdue bill, utility bill, you can't get it turned on in the new place if you have, you know, need to pay for the back rent. So we really help walk people through those complex issues and really try and link them with that organization that would be best to help them.
Well, a lot of people do wait until they're already in crisis before reaching out. So how does 211 help people before things start to spiral?
Well, we have to encourage and get the word out to have people give a call before it gets too late. I'll use a utility bill for an example. You think you can make it and it's overdue now, and so you try and pay and move bills around and you do your best, and now we're like 2-3 months down in. It's deeper, it's hard to get out. We really encourage people, if something happens, give us a call sooner rather than later on financial assistance. But again, also we help folks who maybe have some elderly relatives that they're, you know, struggling to care for, and they have needs, one as a caregiver as well as helping their family members or friends, and what are some resources particularly for them, and we can help them with that as well.
So with February 11th being National 211 Day,
yes,
why is this day meaningful to First Contact and the people that you serve?
So I think the why it's most meaningful to us is we've had 211 service now for like 24 years here in Pinellas County. And it's still, when I go out, people go, I've never heard of it. So having a day where not just our agency, but agencies just like us across the United States get together, and we all together really work on raising awareness about 211 services so that people know, no matter where they are, not just here in Pinellas, but also throughout the country. Maybe you're, you know, a seasonal visitor to us and or seasonal resident. You may have 211 back home as well. 99% of the U.S. population has access to 211. So whether you're here, Buffalo, New York, Anchorage, Alaska, Hawaii, anywhere, you can dial 211 and get a 211 service just like us.
So I was going to ask you, if someone's listening right now, doesn't need help today, why should they still remember 211? But it's, you just answered that kind of, because
absolutely,
it's a national phone number, not just related to Pinellas County.
And I think people, you know, friends and family members or neighbors, you know, sometimes or, you know, tell you a little bit, maybe you're a business owner and they come to you and go, getting your hair done, a hairdresser or whatever, of issues that they're facing, you know, let them know. That's really what this day is about. If you could just help, if you want to help out, that's the best way to help out, is to tell at least two people about 211 that we are here. It's easy to remember number, just 211, and that's all you have to dial.
Can you explain the difference between 211 and 988, and when should people use each one of them?
So 988, just to let everybody know, is a national service as well, similar to 211. It's funded by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and so our First Contact answers for 9 counties. So Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando, Manatee, Sarasota, DeSoto, and Lee Henry Glades County for 988 for calls. How I try to explain the difference between 211 and 988, because 211 can handle suicide calls and do crisis counseling. We train everybody the same. That 211 is really the place for the information. Maybe you're not in an emotional crisis. You're not in a place of, oh my gosh, I have to talk to somebody. 211 is to provide that information. What are those resources out in the community? If you're, you know, need to talk to somebody in emotional crisis, whatever, you can dial 988. 988 really is for anyone who's, like I said, it's any crisis, not just suicide prevention, but really any emotional crisis that you may be facing. Maybe a, you know, relationship breakup, or, you know, struggle with your children and you don't know what to do, or you, you know, wondering if they have a substance use issue, or, you know, that is the line to call, staffed capacity-wise on 988, to be able to handle much longer calls than our 211 center is. So 211 is really more the information hub that you call into to be find out what's out there in the community to get help, and then 988 for that if you need to talk to somebody.
Well, there's still a stigma, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would you say to someone who's hesitant to call 988 because they're worried that they're not in enough of a crisis?
So that's a great point, because many people go, well, I'm not in the crisis.
Yeah, I can handle this.
I can handle it. Yeah. Really, they're a great team. I mean, everybody who's answering that line, it's non-judgmental. You can be anonymous for 988, you can also text 988, and you can also live chat. If you go to 988lifeline.org, you can do a live chat, and it does ask for your name. You can put whatever name in you want. Mm-hmm. It is anonymous for the folks that call in. So for the stigma piece, you can just call in and talk to our team. And like I said, great team of caring and listening. We do an enormous amount of training with active listening and crisis de-escalation. And I just encourage people to reach out as soon as you don't have to be in total massive breakdown
right.
to call 988.
Sure. So our listeners love to hear a story of success. Can you give us some story without identifying anybody of how 211 or 988 impacted someone in a really positive way?
Well, I would say this, a little bit of the challenge for our organization is mm-hmm. we help direct them to an organization. So, you know, we're not with clients.
Gotcha.
However, a long time ago when mm-hmm. I was on the phones answering calls, unfortunately here in the Bay Area, we had, you know, a suicide. It was kind of like a boyfriend, girlfriend who had committed suicide, jumped off the bridge. And I actually had calls from somebody that I helped. They didn't know what to write. Mm-hmm. This is not normal for one of our calls, but they didn't know what to write. They were struggling, a card to the family and doing that, but they really wanted to do something. I spent time with them talking through what they wanted to write mm-hmm. in that card and send it. And that has always stayed with me, of things that you may never think about that people really struggle with and need help with. And so being there for them, it was a special moment for me that I've always kept with me.
Yeah, so something like that really drives home how powerful just a simple phone call can be.
Absolutely.
What does that mean to your staff to do work like this every day?
It's very meaningful. I can tell you it also can be very draining. You can imagine 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. As I say, no one calls 211 or 988 on their very best days. It's one struggling call, you know, for people who are calling in at a time. But they all feel really compelled and you know, to the mission of our organization, really to be there for people in that moment of crisis and help connect them to who can give them help.
What's the biggest misconception you hear about?
I know on the 211 side of front, a lot of people say, well, I call 211, it doesn't help me. Mm. I didn't help anyone. You know, 211 services across the country, whether it's here or anywhere, is as good, particularly we're supposed to be telling them what's available in the community. Mm-hmm. And if it's not available, then we're not going to be able to connect with you and we're going to be problem solving. And to that person, they may think we're great, you know, but they may rate us too in satisfaction that our staff were wonderful and all that, but did they get their need met? No, because mm-hmm. they're still struggling with that. So I think that's a little bit of a challenge of people knowing that 211 is really there to connect people or link them and let them know the information about where they can get help. It's not a direct service provider that's providing that direct help. And then 988 is kind of what you had indicated earlier of folks just really believing that they have to be in a total crisis, mm-hmm. like a really deep end crisis before reaching out for help. And that is not the case.
What's one message that you want every listener to walk away with today?
That you don't have to be alone. There's always somebody there on 211 and 988 to be there for you. I think to really let people know, you know, isolation is really devastating for people. Again, as I call it, kind of like the silent isolation that people think everyone's fine. And in reality, when they go home and close the door, they may be really struggling. And so I really want people to know that you don't have to be alone. You can reach out. Our team would love to be able to talk with you and help.
That's why you're there.
Yes.
If you or someone you know needs help navigating community resources, dial 211. If you're experiencing emotional distress or a mental health crisis, you call or you can text 988. Both are free?
Yes, both are free.
Confidential?
Yes.
Available 24/7?
Yes.
All right, I've been speaking with Mickey Thompson from First Contact. Again, this is Karen Carmichael. Mickey, thank you so much for joining me today and for the work you do in our community.
Well, thank you so much.